The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
John Bon Jovi has been announced to be playing Croke Park on the 30th of August next year. He actually came to Croker this evening to announce the gig, and we are now going to go live to Croke Park. Henry McKean, I'm actually really jealous because I'm actually looking at your pictures here on Instagram of you, John Bon Jovi, and his sexy leather jacket.
Oh, Kira, you little runaway. You give love a bad name. And yeah, security here in Croke Park was incredibly tight. It was hosted by the Sunday World's Eddie Rowley. And the security guards at one point saw me coming, and they kind of sort of watched me. They thought I was going to make a move on this international rock star, superstar, John Bon Jovi. I had a tripod. I was trying to video it. It collapsed with the excitement of it all. And there was like 100 journalists here from all over Ireland, including the North. And I did get to meet John Bon Jovi. He was absolutely charming, a lovely handshake, a real rock star. And he posed with photos with lots of us. And he had the Hurl as well, because obviously this is Croke Park. He talked about Ireland, keeping the faith, being there for you. This ain't a love song. And it was really like living on a prayer. And I was shot through the heart. And it is my life. The anthems I've just mentioned there, Kira. And our very own Emily Keegan was also hugely excited to have a chat with John Bon Jovi.
There's something magical about this place and my feeling of connection to it. And that stems from the people. It's been too long since I've been behind the microphone, and I look forward to that. But I want it to be amongst friends. And so this is where we landed. First stop from New Jersey was Dublin to announce this. And, you know, it's a little daunting to be back in the saddle, but also I woke up this morning feeling good about it. There's something magical about the place. You know, people will talk about the architecture in Paris and the food in Spain, and I talk about the people in Ireland. It's the people. It's the magic of the conversation. It's their hearts. It's looking in the eye. It's laughing. It's singing. It's telling stories. Half of them are bullshit. And I loved every moment of every year coming back and feeling that connection.
You've played quite a few venues in Ireland now. How does Croke Park compare to them all, and how excited are you to be back here?
Well, I am excited. You know, each and every one of them is special to me, though. That the RDS is always going to be something unique. Slain is once in a lifetime. You know, the old Lansdowne Road. What I drove my brother and our manager past the point, they'd never seen that before. It's like, you see that brick wall? It's covered now by the three. That was the point. That's where we opened the New Jersey tour in 88. You know, so I can go back and back and back and back, you know, through our history.
You are amongst friends, John Bon Jovi. I know there's going to be people rolling their eyes. There they are with that American claptrap. It's good to be home. I love the people of Ireland. I don't care. I lap it all up, Henry. And I know you do too.
Well, this is it. I mean, this is the forever tour. There's no more 240 tours. And he talked there about Ireland being unique. He played here in Croke Park around 20 years ago, or just under 20 years ago. And he's been making records for 40 years. He is the soundtrack to my life in the 80s and the 90s. He was just there on in the background, a bit like the way they have the radio on in EastEnders or Fair City, just in the background, almost just there. And 130 million records have been sold over those years. And I know we've been talking about MTV coming off air. It was just there. We were lucky. We had cable link when we first moved to Ireland in 1990, and we just had MTV on the whole time. And it was nothing but Bon Jovi. But he does talk about recovering from vocal cord surgery and how perhaps he might not have been able to sing again. And he talks about that in a Disney Plus series, which is actually up on Disney Plus at the moment. Here he is talking about that.
I could go tonight. I'm confident I could go tonight. But in truth, it was a much longer journey than I had ever anticipated. And it was worth fighting for. And I keep working between now and then to be even better, because it's something that I've always found great joy in. And even if it was never perfect, it felt good. And I wanted to get back to feeling good.
Henry, John Bon Jovi recently became a grandfather. Now, when I saw him, he was wearing yellow leather pants with black buttons down the side, and he was just gorgeous. So I'm a bit put out by that fact. But look, that's the way it is. Granddads can be gorgeous too. Tell me more about that.
Oh, absolutely. He's still a very sexy granddad. His son, Jake Bon Jovi, welcomed his first baby with his wife, Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown. And obviously the Gen Zs and the millennials are very excited about this.
It's incredible. It's a lot of fun. It's something new. It's a chapter in the book that I wasn't prepared for, but I'm really embracing. And, you know, Jake and Millie have a baby girl, and our son Jesse and his wife Jessie are expecting a baby any day now. Like, if we get the call today, we got to go. It's that soon. So I'll have two of them for the holidays, and Papa John's ready to go.
Thanks to Henry McKean. Those tickets go on sale on the 31st of this month at 9 a.m, priced from €82.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.